Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is entitled Always Give Thanks. Now, here's Darlene.
Always give thanks to God the Father for everything, wrote Paul. Did he really say to give thanks for everything? I guess that then means everything. So easy to say, so hard to do. But Jesus gave us an example to follow, for he gave thanks in the blackest of circumstances. It's staggering to me that he gave thanks for the bread and wine he served his disciples at their last meal before his death, these things that represented his own body and blood. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." How could he thank the Father for his own broken body and spilled blood? Only one way, by looking at suffering with eyes that saw eternal values. Isn't it the same for you and me? The only way we can always be thankful is to look at tough circumstances in light of eternity. I think that if the psalm writer David had lived today, he might have written a praise psalm something like this. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the glorious sunshine. Praise Him in the miserable drizzle. Praise Him in the checkout line. Praise Him in traffic. Praise Him on payday and as you make the house payment. Praise God when you open your eyes in the morning. Praise Him when you can't shut them at night. Praise Him for elegant dinners and takeout food. Praise Him for computers and email. Praise God when you're 13. Praise Him when you're 93. Praise Him in the racket of a family get-together. Praise Him in the quietness of a lonely room. Praise God on your MP3 player or on your guitar. Praise Him with your heart and voice or in silence. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.